This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy has been voted out of the job in an extraordinary showdown, a first in U.S. history. The 216-210 vote was forced by a contingent of hard-right conservatives and throws the House and its Republican leadership into chaos. McCarthy's chief rival, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, brought forward the motion to vacate. At least 37 people, including two pregnant women, were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria, a local security official and community leader said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The explosion took place in Rivers State. Illegal refining is common in the country's oil-rich Niger Delta region. Impoverished locals tap pipelines to make fuel to sell for a profit. But the practice is often deadly. Nigeria has tried to clamp down on illegal refineries for years, but without much success. Local environmental groups say part of the problem is that powerfully connected politicians and security officials are involved. Oil theft is one of the factors pushing major companies operating in Nigeria to shift their focus to deep water operations.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday discussed the battlefield situation with commanders in Ukraine's northeast, where he visited troops on one of the hottest fronts of the war with Russia. In his nightly video address, Zelensky said he had been near Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, and heard from the commander of Ukraine's ground forces on defense in the area and on offensive actions further south near Bakhmut. This is VOA News. Italian authorities say at least